the best of Drew and Mike is brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. To see what your home is worth or help in finding your new one, call or text 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746. Or S. Kunith at CBWM. Are there technical problems?
Yeah, no, everything's fine.
Okay.
The monitor was up.
So I thought I heard someone say the monitor was up. And then I heard it get turned down. So.
Oh, you could hear that?
I have no headphones, but I'll just take them off. You're right. Why do we need headphones?
No, why don't you have headphones?
Oh, I don't.
Turn my headphones up!
Is that amp on over there?
Yeah, it's on.
They're on your head.
I have headphones.
No, they're on my head.
We haven't moved since yesterday's show ended.
Oh, sorry.
All the way
check,
back.
Check, 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 one, check, check, sibilance, check, 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 two, sibilance.
This is certainly fitting for an intro to the best of. Oh, well. Here's what's going on, though. I remember the space movies conversation, and I do love space movies.
Except you've never seen Star Wars.
I know.
That's a space movie.
It's really bizarre that the Star Treks and the Star Wars. I've seen a lot of the cheesy ones.
It's like Spaceballs.
2001 Spaceballs. The George Clooney
Martini.
One.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is really dumb.
Gravity or?
Oh, it's terrible.
Gravity, yeah. There's another one with Clooney, I think.
Yeah.
Martian? No.
But I kind of like Gravity. I love the first 20
George
minutes.
George Clooney. You've been reading about all that? You've been seeing that?
I just do not believe that she would survive reentering the atmosphere.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
I like
it's only been out for 5 years.
I like the Matt Damon space movie, too.
Yeah, The Martian is good.
Speaking of an unlikely survival.
True.
I think we get deep into, because it hadn't come out at this time, but the one with J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence, and who's that, Chris?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. Yeah.
Possibly the worst space movie ever.
You were pumped to see it.
Possibly the worst video ever.
Well, pretty good looking people, though. So
I know.
It's all really neat.
It was a huge disappointment. That was clearly a paycheck to them.
Yeah. But except for the special effect in the pool, I thought that was pretty cool.
There were some good special effects.
Some moments.
I would just like to say the two of you, get it on.
The thing about that, though, is that, you know, okay, spoiler alert.
Oh, no. You might be ruining the best of. Just kidding, go on.
You know, I would be mad at him forever, but then you're the only person on the ship, so you can't be mad at him forever.
Well, you can.
Yeah, but...
Just give him the silent treatment. Don't they have the robot bartender to talk to?
The silent treatment forever.
Yeah, there's something up there. There are things to do.
They have the internet. They can probably watch every Netflix show.
You could ice somebody for a while.
You want to get it on.
You just kill yourself? I don't know.
There's another really dumb space movie, too, with Ryan Reynolds. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
I think that's the one where you were really pumped to see Ryan Reynolds, and then he dies in the first 5 seconds.
He died pretty fast. I know.
Shit.
He was strangled by some really weird being that I was not finding believable. It was a stupid movie.
So people buy tickets to see that movie, and then the person they probably went to see is done?
Maybe he's uncredited. I doubt it.
Wow.
But
wow.
I just remember thinking, Ryan Reynolds can't be bad.
Yeah.
And it's a space movie.
Is the movie called Life?
Probably.
Was Jake...
Ironically.
Gyllenhaal in it? Jake Gyllenhaal?
I just should have killed him in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, he was in it.
Reynolds is billed third in that movie.
I also had to live with the stress for the rest of the movie that Gyllenhaal was going to die soon because I thought, this is a crazy movie. They're killing off the biggest stars just to fuck with us.
Oh,
so we can't feel secure in the future with our stars. Which would be, I mean, they should have movies like that. They just sacrifice the biggest stars quickly so you can never count on it.
Yeah.
Once
in a while.
Brilliant.
You know, the producer, director, they take one for the team. The investors take one for the team.
They killed somebody off Dick Cheney in the first 5 minutes of Dick.
Do that? Yeah, they make wait, who plays Dick Cheney?
Christian Bale.
Yeah, Batman. They make him gain like 100 pounds and then kill him off really early. He shoots the whole movie and then it's just
yeah,
a couple scenes
out,
in there.
Yeah. So stupid.
So space movies and then the drawbridge jumper, which was one of the coolest things that's ever happened.
on this planet.
A man of action.
Drawbridge was going up, and it was like a movie, and it really happened. So
you got,
I don't even want to give that
3 feet of air that time.
I don't even want to give that one away. Yeah, he did get probably 3 feet of air. Then the lady pulled off the plane, and we actually got a hold of her.
No, I think we just discuss it.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Dowd?
Very much so. She's kind of a bitch about it.
I have to go home.
It's like he's winding down.
Are you kidding me?
Shouldn't there be a whatever happened to Dr. Dowd?
I want to know what happened to Dr. Dowd. Is he still a doctor?
Well, he was in trouble for something because they were like, yeah. Not only did we have to throw him off the plane, but he did something. There was something about his practice that was bad. He'd lost his, license, for a while. Yeah.
Didn't he meet you?
Was it Me Too?
Oh, God.
Definitely was out of control on the plane. Ugh. He proved that he needed to be off the plane, in my opinion.
Did they rescind their apology?
Yes. Should have.
Yeah, he was convicted of trading drugs for sex.
Ah.
I don't know, Doe. That's why he was in such a hurry to get home. He wanted to get laid. He had some drugs, and he wanted to get laid. But, yeah, he got a... He got a nice settlement from the airlines. They paid him, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Big bucks. Mm-hmm.
Did he ever fly? That's what I want to know, if he ever flies again. Mm. No? Like when Dr. Dowd gets on an airplane, do they just sort of roll out the red carpet?
Yeah, he's probably a celebrity.
What airline was that? Was that
United?
He's probably got the United Gold card. He can fly in the jump seat anywhere. Anytime. He can tell the plane where he wants to go.
Go home. I'm going to go home.
And then Von Miller's sex tape. We get into critiquing that. So it's quite a cornucopia of items on the best.
It's a journey.
Yes. Always a journey.
There, but we don't know how we end up.
An amazing journey. But it's, of course, brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith. Whether you're selling your home or buying your first home, it should not be stressful. With 26 years of advertising and sales experience, Realtor Scott Kunith can say the biggest contributor to stress is lack of communication, and hence his pledge to you. He will call you back in a timely manner. If you'd rather text, he's fine with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth or if you need help in finding a new one. 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746 or skunith at CBWM.
Scott Kunith is absolutely essential if you're buying or you're selling residential. Scott Kunith. Call him 248-797-7746. You're just the person.
I think this is the dance mix version.
From SKUNNATH at CBW.
It'll get you to the best of. John Glenn died.
Yeah.
In 95, first to orbit the Earth back in 1962.
Kind of a badass, man.
Becomes a senator. He was a member of the Keating Five.
It still doesn't mean that Glenn wasn't a badass.
No, he's still a badass. Although, I didn't like that he butted in line.
I was just going to bring that up.
To go back to space.
Yeah, how's that study going about the effects of weightlessness on senior citizens?
Yeah, right.
Because that's a very important study to get done.
When was it, around 2000 when he went back up?
Uh-huh.
How many people did he butt ahead of? About 320 million? About 5 billion. About 5 billion. That's the Earth's population.
Earth. Yeah.
Every person on Earth should have been in line ahead of him.
Well, you got to get rid of kids and people older than him, right?
Well, and people who are maybe handicapped or physically incapable. I'd say butted in front of at least 4 billion people.
Four? Yeah, okay. Way to go, Glenn. Way to butt ahead.
That really sucked. There was no value to him going up there.
The other people on that flight were bummed out, too, that this old man's coming with us.
Probably.
Grandpa's going to need some extra attention while we're trying to get our studies done.
It was probably similar to, what's the movie? I love this movie, too, and I can remember. Where Duvall is the captain, they have to knock that asteroid out of the sky. And he has the young crew.
You always bring this up, and I can never remember the name.
I love this movie, too. I can't believe I can't
Space Cowboys, or is
no,
it?
No.
Deep Impact.
Yeah, Deep Impact. I love that movie. And the one guy gets blinded when they're up there because he's trying to run that thing through the core.
Mm-hmm.
And
the asteroid or whatever.
And his thing gets stuck, and they're like, you know, it's like
seconds until the sun's going to come up. And so they're trying to hurry up and get him back in the craft to take off. And the asshole comes up from this thing he's digging and doesn't put his mask down. Oh. He's just blinded like that.
Oh, you dummy. You think that's what Glenn was going to do up there?
Possibly. He would have done the same thing. He would have forgotten his shield.
He probably forgot all. Think about how often his life was saved while he was up there.
I always think of, you know, I was reading about this operation where I guess supposedly all these people are going to colonize the moon at some point in the near future. No, no, not
the moon. Mars.
Mars,
yeah.
Mars. Uh-huh. And it's like a one-way trip.
Yeah.
You're never coming back.
Yeah.
And there's all these people in line for it. Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that. And think if we start getting a lot of regular people up, you know it's going to happen. That first person that just wakes up, wants to go outside and stretch, forgets to put their
of course.
Helmet on.
I've seen the Martian.
which reminds me, I always wonder what would happen if you took your helmet off. You're like, God, my neck is itching. I got to take my helmet off. And you're out in space, so
yeah.
you're fucked the minute it happens. Well, spacing on another movie here. It's the movie where Tim Robbins and his wife are part of the astronaut crew.
The Space Cowboys?
No. Not Deep Impact either. Space Cowboys is the old geezers.
No. Who's in the movie?
Tim Robbins and his wife are part of the crew. And Gary, what's his name from? Gary Sinise?
Gary Oldman?
Gary Sinise is one of the astronauts. I was going to say Sergeant Dan or Lieutenant Dan.
Mission to Mars.
I've never even heard of that movie.
In Mission, it's pretty good, actually. I mean, I love space movies. Almost anything about space, I'll watch.
Well, you liked Gravity, which I thought was atrocious.
I wasn't in love with the movie.
The movie
I loved
was so bad.
I thought the first 20 minutes were really good.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
What's the actor's name? George Clooney.
Actor, yeah.
Dies.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. Doesn't he die like the first 20 minutes?
No.
Doesn't somebody die? What movie am I thinking of?
Not in that crazy part there. He later on, though, and Sandra Bullock, spoiler alert, makes it home.
Oh, what a shock.
And the way she does it is truly incredible and unique. It's right up there with Apollo 13 and what they did.
The way she got home more ridiculous or the way Matt Damon did in The Martian? I was digging The Martian until they had to do the loop, and he's out there, and he cuts his glove to just shoot across.
Oh, like, I know. Oh, my
can't
God.
Can't there be a somewhat really like realistic?
Can you imagine the calculations you would have to go through to figure out something like that, and
that's
he just wings it?
That's why they're scientists. So what happened in Mission to Mars?
Okay. They're I never know that with the proper names for the ships or whatever. But anyway, they're in the one ship, and they're going to dock
hot
on the moon, I guess.
Not Mars?
No, Mars. Mission to Mars. Duh. I want everybody to go to the moon.
You're having a layover in moon? That's the sequel, Layover on Moon.
Obviously,
it's a prequel to Mission to Mars.
I want everyone to go to the fucking moon. They're about to dock on Mars, and their vehicle, whatever the fuck it is, blows up. So they have another vehicle nearby that they can shoot to, and they've got those jetpacks and all that.
Yeah.
But the jetpacks are running low. And they need to accelerate their jetpacks. They're all connected too by a rope.
Mm-hmm.
They need to accelerate the jetpacks just enough so that they can get to the other vehicle and grab onto it, but not go too fast so they just hit it and bounce away off into space.
Isn't that happening in Gravity too, basically?
There's a similar concept.
Yeah.
So Tim Robbins decides, and his wife is one of the other astronauts too, which makes it complicated. He decides he's going to try it first and see if he can make it.
Yeah.
And so he does. He accelerates, and he hits it just a little too fast, and he's not able to grab, and so he's going off into Never Never Land. It's over. See you. Bye. And his wife decides, nope, I've got enough juice. I'm going to come get you.
No way. That would never happen. Maybe if they were dating.
And she's got this thing where you can shoot a rope.
Yeah. Like
to the person.
Yeah, like a grappling hook.
Yeah. And if he
wouldn't
if he
work
get
in
to
space,
it,
would it? A grappling hook?
I don't know. I'm not sure about the
cut his suit open.
Not sure about the technical nature of this, but I'm just describing the movie.
It's a little too easy to be cynical about space movies.
So she jets herself a little closer to him, and then shoots her gun.
Yeah,
And the thing, you know, he's reaching for it, and it's going, it's getting closer and closer. And then it goes, just stops like 5 feet short of him.
Ah!
Like, oh, oh no.
Did he start swimming towards it?
No.
Oh, well, come on, put a little effort. Does she start?
I don't know if it works like that.
Well, did she go like this? Did she go and like throw it so it would go maybe 5 more feet?
She just shot it. No, it's funny when Clark and I were talking to NASA about this subject.
Yeah,
you know, about picking up a stray passenger.
Yeah,
I remember the way we asked the question. The guy's like, "It's not like picking up a water skier in a boat, okay?"
Why not? It should be easier, actually. Right? There's no force coming against you like the water.
That's
there's
true.
No friction. Should be
no,
easier.
You got a point there.
Cut it out, NASA.
So anyway, she says, "I've got enough juice. I'm coming. I'm going to get closer, and I'm going to get you." And he's like, "Nope. You'll never make it. You don't have enough juice. You'll never make it to the ship below." And she's like, "No, I'm going to make it." And so he's like, he knows clearly she's going to do it.
I love how the communication device is working perfectly too.
Oh yeah, and no static, nothing. And so because he knows she's going to die trying to save him, he says, "I love you, honey," and kisses her. You know, blows a kiss and takes his helmet off.
Sweet. Did it explode? His head just go poof?
It's a bit zit. It's a bit jarring.
She must have been a real bitch.
She loved him. She was, romantic.
Jake, can you find that scene? I want to see this guy's head explode. Tim Robbins.
It's pretty cool. You know, it's probably on YouTube, I bet.
Oh, everything is.
Tim Robbins takes off helmet in space in Mission to Mars, maybe.
Since you love space movies, are you pumped up for Passengers?
What's Passengers?
Chris Pratt's been all over the place plugging it.
I saw him this morning on something.
GMA, he was on.
Yeah, it's funny. I like Chris Pratt, but I was just busy doing 8 things. I didn't really pay attention to
him. Yeah, I like him a lot, too. He's really good. Although it's funny.
So funny, though. Is this a serious role?
Yeah. Yeah. It's him and J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh.
And they're on this voyage to some other planet that's supposed to take forever to get there.
Uh-huh.
And basically, the passengers are going to be knocked out and kind of like, I don't know, frozen or something, because it's going to take, you know, 150 years to get there.
Wow.
And those two wake up early.
Oh, no.
90 years from the destination.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, so that, does that mean they're going to age?
Well, they don't age. Well, they hadn't aged, so, you know, it took like, they woke up after 60 years or whatever, and they had 90 years to go, so they hadn't aged. But the problem is now they have 90 years from their destination, and they're stuck on this stupid...
Do they have food?
I don't know. You're going to have to see the movie.
Sounds like they're kind of fucked.
But everybody else on the transport...
How does everybody stay alive asleep with no food for all those 150 years?
I don't know. It's a science fiction movie.
I just want the explanation.
And it's going to, there's, you know, a ton of people on this plane, too. Plane. Not a bit of plane. There's
ship.
A ton of people on this spaceship in these sleep
spaceship.
Chambers. So they're kind of wandering around this dumb spaceship for 90 years.
God, that could get really monotonous.
I would think it would be pretty awful.
So you want to see the scene where he takes his helmet off?
Yeah.
Here we go.
It already looks so ridiculous.
From Mission to Mars.
Losing you.
I can't let you do it.
No.
I can't let you die. I'm sorry.
What?
What are you doing?
Blows the kiss.
Love you, honey.
No. No.
You know I love you.
Wait. Don't. Wait. Don't. No.
Come on, show him.
No. Please, God, no.
You already did it. What? They didn't show his head.
That was dumb.
The fuck?
That was this nerdlinger.
Oh, let's see what this nerd has to say. Let's see what this dork says.
Did his head explode? Because it didn't explode right away. Right?
It didn't explode, no. It did not explode.
It
just turned gray. Everything turned gray.
Is that what would happen?
Pretty weird. Apparently.
That's pretty sweet.
I get a lot of my knowledge from movies, and I'm accepting that as what would happen.
Hey, look, nobody's ever tested it, so they don't know exactly what's going to happen.
What is it?
By the way,
how could they show that 37 seconds there and not show what his face looked like?
Nice that he loves this lady so much, his wife, that he cares about her, sends her back to the spaceship, yet he's going to die in front of her and makes her look at him while his head explodes.
Shouldn't he have turned around
at
least?
That's what I mean, yeah. Or waited till she was back at the ship.
Well, she was gonna risk her juice that she had, what little juice she had left.
So go back to the ship. Or was he saying, look, there's no sense?
Oh, this shows the whole scene. Actually, this I think you need to see a little more than I was expecting. You can see how she tries to rescue him.
Quality's awesome.
Yeah, what did this person record this with? Yeah. It's acceptable.
A handy cam.
There's Sinise. He's bummed.
Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, there he is. There's his head.
He looks like Tracy Morgan. I don't know why.
Wow, he does look a little like Tracy Morgan. So if you're apparently a white guy in space and you take your helmet off, you'll look like Tracy Morgan when your head burns up. That's bizarre.
I'm going to chalk that
up. I mean,
up
his facial features and everything.
I'm going to chalk it up to the poor quality.
I didn't see the resemblance, but there is definitely. I wonder if maybe Tim Robbins wasn't feeling well and they had Tracy Morgan sit in for that last portion.
He was his stunt double.
He was just on the set. Oh, brother. Man, all this out of John Glenn dying.
So do you want to see Passengers then? I just pulled something else up about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I
apparently
do.
Apparently, there's a robot bartender in the movie.
Oh, I definitely want to see it.
Can we watch the trailer, Jay? We pull up the trailer for Passengers. Yep. I mean, it does have Jennifer Lawrence in it. She's a great actress. He's a good actor.
No, it sounds good. I just thought when you said Chris Pratt, it sounded like a comedy.
Does
he really do serious stuff?
The way I explained the movie, doesn't it sound kind of comedic?
Perhaps.
I don't think it's supposed to be.
Passengers, official trailer.
Okay, that's Chris Pratt tinkering with some robots.
Hello.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
Are you asking me on a date?
The robot nods, yes.
So far, pretty
she
stupid.
Didn't seem that impressed.
Well, if they have 90 years together, they have to start screwing, right?
Oh, yeah.
You two look fine this evening.
There's the robot bartender.
Very nice.
Took you long enough to ask. So, why did you give up your life on Earth?
Oh, wow. That was weird.
We boarded the Avalon with a destination.
You're gonna build a robot bartender. Give him legs.
Yeah, he was human from the waist up, but he had a little metallic leg.
But a year ago, everything
be a robot bartender?
It's a thought.
There he is. This is where he woke up early.
Hello?
I think he woke her up.
Yeah.
She wasn't up.
What's going on? Nobody else is awake.
Why is he nude, too?
What's wrong with the hibernation pods? We woke up too soon. 9 years too soon.
This can't be happening. We have to go back to sleep.
We can't.
Oh my god, is that stupid?
They're on the deck outside the spaceship?
Oh, now there's no power.
Something big.
Sweet! Now it's
good thing they were awake for that. Oh, the robot's dead.
Robot bartender's dead.
Do you trust me?
No. Wow, nice shot of her running.
We're making out. Looks to me like it's a good thing they woke up.
Yeah. If you die, I die.
There's something I have to tell you.
I'm gay.
There's no reason we woke up early.
Whoa! I have absolutely no idea what happened in the last 20 seconds.
It got really crazy there. Should we call this guy? Okay, this is the coolest story possibly ever. This guy, Terrence Naffes, was on a drawbridge. Was it in Jersey? I'm calling Brandon as if this is something he gave me.
It definitely was something I gave you.
I thought you sent it.
No, he's in Jersey. The bridge was going up, and he didn't want to fall, and so he punched it.
Sweet.
And he jumped that sumbitch.
Dukes of Hazzard, Sal. He leaped over. I don't know how big the gap in the bridge was. I'm assuming it's like 50 feet, and he just made it. And the cool thing is that the vehicle made it across the bridge. The family lived. He thought that they were going to be killed because the drawbridge is going to go up and throw the car down. And the car car did have $10,000 damage, but it was so worth it. He flew through the air and landed on the other side of the drawbridge. Blues Brothers style?
Way better.
Dukes of Hazzard style?
Way better than when they jumped General Lee down at the Autorama.
Oh, not even close.
This is a real life scenario.
This is real life. This really happened.
Smokey and the Bandit style.
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit too. That's right. There's like six of them that they mention in the story I read.
It was an SUV too. I mean, all those other cars had the advantage of being aerodynamic.
I'm surprised he had the balls to do it in an SUV.
RAV4.
Hello.
Hi, is this Terrence?
Yes.
Hey, Terrence, this is the Drew and Mike Show calling from Detroit on the radio.
Yes.
How you doing today?
Okay.
We heard about you flying over the drawbridge, Dukes of Hazzard style. Yep, there's the horn.
Wasn't quite like Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, don't say that.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, we think it was. How much air was there between the two sides of the drawbridge?
The two sides of the drawbridge? I figure we probably flew at least 10 feet through the air.
Not high,
but I mean definitely from bridge to concrete.
That is so cool. How fast do you think you were going? You gunned it, right?
I don't know. I had a Toyota RAV4 hybrid, so as fast as I could get that after my wife told
hybrid.
Me.
Hybrid?
Yes.
Wait, what was your wife saying when you gunned it?
She just said, Terrence, I think the bridge is opening. And we were very near the end of it, so I hit the gas. And we went through the air.
Oh, my God. This had to be the coolest moment of your life.
Not at the time.
But how about now? Now it's pretty cool to look back on, isn't it? I mean,
like 3 feet of air that time.
Interesting, we will say.
Were there kids?
How's that?
Did you have children in the car?
Yeah, I did. I had my 16-year-old daughter and her friend in the car with us also.
They had to be blown away.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, social media and all that now.
Yeah, did they get their phones out in time so they could film it while it was going on?
That did not happen.
Really?
I mean, we literally did not have time to do that.
And in Snapchat it, I'm shocked.
And certainly with me driving, didn't even come close to getting there.
But that makes it larger than life, because instead of 10 feet, you should be saying 20 feet or 30 feet. I mean, I was
100.
Picturing something like Dukes of Hazzard.
I honestly don't know. Literally all our accounts are from witnesses in front and behind us.
And what did witnesses say? Did they say, oh, my God, that was so cool, or did they ask if you're okay?
They actually said the lady in front of us had three teenagers in the car, and one of them asked if they were filming a movie. They watched it in a rearview mirror.
What an idiot.
See? It was dramatic.
But that's cool. That's their way of saying it was incredibly cool.
As if they'd be on the set.
The guy behind us actually thought we went plunged 65 feet into the water below.
Oh, my God.
So.
Yeah,
and he was in a pickup, so... That's how, like, as far as how high the elevation was, he couldn't see us. They actually told him to proceed through, too, but he saw what happened to us.
Oh, my God.
So he paid the toll, and he could not see us, and he had a very high pickup truck and could not see us. So the bridge was elevated enough that he couldn't see us any longer and thought we were in the water.
So did you tip the drawbridge operator afterwards?
No, I didn't see him again.
How much damage?
I didn't go back over that bridge. There's a longer route I took to get away after that.
Oh, boy.
How much damage to the vehicle? How much was it?
Right now, without it being taken apart, they're at least at $10,000.
That's
and this is all just underside. I mean, not one bolt has been removed.
Worth it.
That's so worth it, though.
Worth it.
It's so worth it. Do you have to pay a deductible or something?
I do have a deductible, yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, they should pay it, though. It was an accident.
Yeah, the drawbridge, yeah. It seems to me the government should pay for it, right?
Well, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
if they say
it's
we'll
Chris
either...
Chris Christie's New Jersey, by the way, remember.
They'll say we'll either pay for it or we'll let you try it again. Would you want to try it again?
If they promise me, like in the movies, where they'll put stronger suspension on the car and give me a bigger motor... And some padded outfit.
And a cameo in the Fast and the Furious 18.
We'll just give you a 69 Charger. You can paint it orange and throw a Confederate flag on top.
No Confederate flag. Oh. He'll be shamed.
It was a crazy, crazy incident. Honestly, I mean, it was, you know.
That's just incredible. I don't know if I'd call a lawyer first or an agent. I mean, that's so intense. God, I still can't get over that because I read about it and I was like, this can't be true. But I mean, honestly,
it's true. I mean, it happened, and that there's a lot of that I know on different sites, and there was no trying to beat tolls, any of that. Mm-hmm. It happened. I mean, we paid. There's two operators, and the one that takes the toll is in one booth, and the other guy is in a booth probably, I don't know, 15 to 25 feet away. They have no communication between the two of them.
Oh, geez.
So the one taking the toll took our $1.50 and told us it was clear, okay to proceed.
Oh, dick. I bet you he pocketed it.
I don't know how that went, but
go ahead.
And I spoke to someone afterwards, and I asked about cameras on the bridge, like I said, and I was like, what, really, 2017, technology is a guy looking out the window into sun glare.
Well, that's funny. When you said cameras, I was wondering, did they have tape of it?
Nothing. The bridge, it was built in like 1940, bridge.
Mm-hmm. You think they have surveillance.
If you look on some of the different stories about it, it's estimated to need at least $200 million in repairs.
Oof. Oh, we need an infrastructure bill, I guess, but we don't want to get into that, do we?
But I mean, this is only one bridge.
Yeah. No, you're right.
What would have happened if you hadn't then?
From the witness behind me, I was close enough to this is a single opening bridge. There's some drawbridges, two sides open.
Oh, right, yeah.
This is the one that opens. So
weak.
If he told me, or from what he told me, where I was at, I was so far along. Oh, like I said, it's about 100-foot metal span, so I'm guessing I'm real close to the edge. He said my car would have got caught and flipped.
Oh, wow.
Into the water below. That's how, I mean, I was nearly, I guess, to the point where I was hanging off.
Wow.
Ooh.
As people saying back up, not a good option, because the bridge is rising. You're backing up. That part of the bridge I'd be backing up to is actually pulling away from concrete on the other side.
All right.
So now there's a crevice.
Oh, my God.
My car is going to get in. And any movement of the bridge in that way, my mind is thinking trash compactor.
When it reverts, Terry!
Mr. Naffies, are you known to be a guy who, you know, thinks you're quick on the spot, you're a do-it kind of guy, or is this the most pressure you've probably ever been under?
I never had a decision quite like this to make.
What do you do for a living?
I actually am. I'm an insurance inspector.
Kidding. Wow.
So I do inspect things. This bridge I didn't inspect, by the way.
What a decision to make. And the wife, I mean, what's her aftermath of this? Because I can't, you know, I just imagine somebody in the passenger seat, especially a female, going completely bonkers. But what's her? Sorry, Trudy.
She was, you know, it's taking it all in stride. She actually just can't believe it. And she's very upset. Like her biggest concern and complaint now is it's 2017.
Yeah.
Some guy looking out in the sun.
Right.
I would think
shouldn't be how these bridges open and close. If people's lives, you know.
Seems like it could put a little spark in the marriage when you made it.
Yeah.
just saying.
There are certain stories that have, they've made my head grow a little bit.
When you landed, did you do a bunch of donuts on the other side?
No.
Drift a little bit off the bridge?
There's a lot of things I could have did in retrospect, but at that point, I just kind of looked around and went, all right.
Well,
we're still here, and, you know, I mean, I checked the other occupants in the car. And
drove away?
No. We had to pull it off the road itself. Uh-huh. So there was a commercial fishing business, it's actually right at the edge of the bridge, pulled into their dirt lot, and that's where the witness prior to us pulled over. And then when they finally got the bridge, I don't know, open, closed. You know, and the guy who was behind us who was told to go, he finally, I mean, he must have been doing 80 flying across to pull into where we were to, you know, so happy to see we were okay.
Wow, what a story.
Or at least alive. I won't say okay, I'll say alive.
Hey, are you getting a lot of television? I mean, are you going to be on network news or late night TV?
Not that. We were on a couple local channels. We had a couple, you know, local
news
channels here, and it has been, I mean, I, you know, as you all know, our friends and relatives and family members in life, when they see something, they pass it along. So,
sure.
You know,
an incredible story.
England, Australia, New Zealand, San Diego, you name it. It seemed to have hit news.
Well, I'm glad
quite a few more places than I thought it would when it first happened.
Well, hopefully you keep having fun with it, and we sure appreciate your time, Terrence, and hope things all work out with the vehicle and everything.
Pretty cool.
All right, guys.
All right, our hero. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you, Terrence.
Wow.
Jeez.
What a cool story.
It was amazing.
It's funny whose fault it was the whole time.
You gotta pay the troll toll. If you wanna get into that boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
It's that toll worker.
You want the baby boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll. You gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
Oh, it's not Brandon's first day anymore.
Second day.
Oh my God. What a story.
You wanna hear an audio of his next jump?
Yeah.
What kind of bike do you have?
It's a sledgehammer.
Dang. You got shocks, pegs, lucky. You ever take it off any sweet jumps? You got like 3 feet of air that time.
Can I try it really quick?
Why was that in mono?
It was?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're running the board.
What?
Is this one in mono?
No.
Oh.
Remember this jump?
Oh, is this Hot Rod?
Yeah. Right in the beginning. Did you reinforce it? Nah, I didn't have time. Soul of an Eagle.
I love this movie.
Is this a hazard there?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Nice. Are you okay?
Everybody's playing the video. Did we talk about the lady that was dragged out of the airplane yesterday?
Yeah, we played it. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
At the very end.
That's right. For some reason, all over the news today, I guess because it happened later yesterday.
Yeah.
But it was right around the time we were on, so.
It was on the 10 o'clock news, both 11 o'clock.
And it was on all day today.
Yeah.
I think people just loved it because her shirt was pulled up and you could see her fat gut.
She's being a fucking baby and that poor cop is just out of breath.
I know.
That's like the biggest workout ever. He's pulling 500 pounds of dead weight. He is. He's pulling 500 pounds of dead weight through a real slim area. So you figure it's getting caught on stuff. She's getting caught on stuff.
You think she was proud of her big boobs?
I guess.
Might have been. It's possible. If she was proud of anything.
You think she was proud of the stance she took?
Sure.
Seriously.
You know, this
is what really was her stance. Like, I'm not getting off this airplane. Which now, the new thing that came out is we found out why they wanted her off that plane. You know why,
Oh,
right?
She didn't want to check a bag, and she insisted on carrying it on board, right?
Yeah, but she also showed no boarding pass and showed no ID, so she just walked onto the plane and sat down.
Yeah, as if.
What the fuck? You can't do that, lady.
Is she drunk? I mean, you'd think you'd have to be drunk to do something that stupid.
I don't know. That's funny. I didn't even think about if she was drunk or not. I don't know. But you know what? It was an early flight. It was an 8 a.m. flight. I would find it very surprising if she was drunk, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, unless she's just a partier.
Fat.
How can you be an adult traveling with another adult and pull something like that?
Oh, I know the lady had to get off the plane after her.
Yeah, isn't that lady just
her travel mate?
Oh, come on. Come on, sweetheart. Can we just go scan your boarding pass real quick? We'll get right back on this. We'll head to San Diego. It's warm and sunny. But no, she has to prove the dumbest point ever.
What was her point? Did I fly without boarding passes?
And she's not getting off this plane, which is not something I think people ever win that argument.
No.
I'm not getting off the plane.
Not even close.
I'm surprised, you know, watching that video, I'm really surprised the other people on the plane didn't give her a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
You know, because that always happens. When someone's getting pulled off a plane, you always see the rest of the plane go, and it's always those they're always the side of the mouth comments like, get off the plane. And then someone turns the other way.
Yeah, you see
fat ass.
accidentally dumping their drinks, you know, in the aisle on her while she's getting dragged.
And then doing the whole, what?
Hey, fatso!
What? Somebody throw a drink at that lady? Oh, that sucks. Get off the plane! Because the last thing you want to do as a human is delay another flight full of humans. Because that's the easiest way to get hated.
Here's what I think just sucks, is that I am willing to bet that that fat ass is going to get on another plane. In this life, in her life, she will board another plane. Maybe the next 3 months.
Oh, I assume
maybe the next week.
I assume she got on another plane yesterday and is in San Diego right now.
Fuck her. She should never be allowed on a plane again. And I don't know why that's not the law, why it's not a rule that when you fuck a plane up, when you bring a plane down because you're too fucking drunk or you're just an idiot or you're sexually assaulting someone or whatever the fuck you're
licking
doing.
Their knee or
fucker.
Yeah.
You screw up one plane of people, you're done. You know, you've lost your privilege to fly. Flying is a privilege.
It's not a right. There's no right to fly. The different rules apply on the airplane.
Maybe we need to have flying licenses.
Ooh. It's not a bad idea. And people, I still maintain everybody should have to fly nude.
Well, it'll be a lot easier.
Yeah, you
know, security
and off super
issues.
Fast.
And think of all the people who won't fly because they're too insecure.
The wind might take a little longer. There's two things to check, but guys, just check your butt and then you're on.
Yeah.
It's like that job of having to check butts.
Well, eventually they'll teach people to, you know, spread it.
Well, no, I know, but somebody has to have the flashlight.
And that'll be such an unattractive process. That'll cut a lot more people from flying. And you really won't have that many flights. The flights will be really comfortable because it won't be full.
How come there doesn't...
I saw his butthole.
How come a company hasn't started, like, first-class airlines?
Nude airlines?
All first-class flying and, you know, everything has to be checked. Are you surprised that, like, it doesn't exist to where you just charge a shitload of money to fly? Although I guess you would just privately fly if that was the case.
Why not have nude airways?
Nude air? Because everybody
gets... Everything would be so much faster. It would get through security in no time.
The freaks would get on first and start...
They give you a robe when you get to the gate. So you only have to walk through the airport nude to your gate.
If you think an airplane stinks now, imagine what it would stink like after that. A bunch of people getting it on.
A bunch of people from Vegas.
Ugh.
On the way home, after 3 days of hard drinking and eating shit food.
It always smells like ass.
Does it smell good enough for you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good?
No.
That plane we flew back in from our trip to see Pearl Jam, was it, or was it the Stones?
It was one of those two. It was a Southwest flight, I know that much.
The plane reeked of ass the whole flight home. It was sick.
And I think we were all contributors, too.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Ugh.
You were in Vegas for 3 days. You were going to stink it up.
Did you see...
By the way, there's an email from somebody really funny. Brandon was talking about how he has to hold his farts at work now.
Oh, yeah. I think it's...
He doesn't work with us anymore.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
I'm kind of offended by that, by the way, that Brandon's so comfortable farting just because he works with us. I think he disrespects us.
My problem is you should be able to fart anyway. It's a medical issue.
True.
You know, what if you have a medical... Ooh.
Well, wait, see. What was that story I just read?
Do you want me to read his email? From Charles. Charles sends in emails. He's a very funny writer. Jay!
It's Brandon.
You guys are talking about how Brandon was holding in farts at work, and how some places are just not socially acceptable to fart. I thought I'd write in and tell you about the time I farted in the least socially acceptable place ever.
Sold. I'm in. I'm hooked.
I have colitis, and when I have to take a dump, it's bad. It smells like death and sounds like I'm playing a trumpet. Anyway, a few years ago, my brother lived in Florida, and me, my mom, and my aunt flew down there to visit him. On the flight back, I had to go to the bathroom, but knew I had to hold it because the people in the seats closest to the John would have heard and smelled it.
That's incredibly thoughtful of him.
Such a bummer, though. I mean, he can't help it if it stinks.
No, I know, but it's very nice of him to do that.
Yeah, but holding it in is only going to cause him physical problems down the road.
No, I know. I'm just saying that's very considerate of him to think of the other people.
And then he should say,
sorry if I offended you.
I'm thinking of you right now as I head to the John to unload.
Heads up!
Okay, knew he had to hold it because the people in the seats close to the John would have heard and smelled it. Eventually, I got really bad stomach cramps.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't hold it any longer. But then the fastened seatbelt lights lit up, and they announced we were going to start descending for landing. In a panic, I came up with the idea that maybe if I farted, it would relieve just enough bloating that I would feel okay.
Whoa.
Huge mistake.
Oh, no.
Because that fart was percolating so long inside of me, it was the foulest smelling feel. It was the foulest smelling fart ever. My mom and aunt immediately stared daggers at me, but before they could say a word, the woman sitting in front of me started screaming at her husband, calling him a disgusting pig.
Yes! Oh, what a score by him. He got to be, he's a ventriloquist farter. He got to throw it in the row ahead of him.
Quit farting around.
What's wrong with this lady blaming her husband? Right? Yeah. Nice teamwork, lady. Starts screaming at her.
So she calls him a disgusting pig. Then his father, who was sitting across the aisle from the couple, reached over and smacked him really hard in the back of the head, yelling about how he was raised better than that.
Dad!
I didn't say a word and let the poor SOB get all the blame.
What's he supposed to do? Excuse me, family. Please stop picking on this man, for it is I that have released the gas.
Later, fart face.
I mean, no, you shut up and you let the person on the pitch get all the blame.
The father, yeah, figured the way his family immediately jumped on him like that. He must have done things like that in his past. I'm sure he let someone else take the blame once or twice. So that's his rationalization for letting this guy take the rap.
It is very, very thoughtful rationalization. I mean, he's probably right.
Father smacks him in the head. Once we actually landed, everyone within four rows of us beside my family and his family stood up and walked down the aisle to the front and back of the plane. The pilot had to get in a loudspeaker and announce that he wouldn't take up to the gate until everyone took their seats. Once we departed, I admitted to my mom and aunt that it was me.
That's great.
Charles!
I don't know if that's the least socially acceptable place ever. Everyone farts on a plane.
Oh, you never had farts on a plane?
No, I said everybody farts on a plane. I said everyone does. That's why I said I don't know why he said it was the least socially acceptable place.
Well, people are stuck. Living in your fart.
Exactly. You're stuck. What are you supposed to do?
Well, there's no good solution.
I mean, think how often does somebody fart during a day? What, like 3,000 times?
I think it's quite that many.
No, but seriously, you fart more than what, once an hour on average, everybody? So everybody's farting on the plane at least once by average. I think that's being very conservative.
Yeah, by these estimates, they are. That is conservative.
Yeah, just start charting our farts, Mark. The
fart chart? We've done that before. It's quite an undertaking.
Mark, have you been keeping up with this Von Miller story?
The sex tape?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh.
This story is really kind of funny because, I guess because this chick said suddenly that, I've got a sex tape of Von Miller and I think I'm going to put it out there. All of a sudden, he's in this position of saying, hey, I never want a tape with this bitch. I don't know what the fuck's going on. She screwed me.
Yeah.
And so now she's saying, first she said, look, I made the tape so I could watch it and masturbate, okay?
Fake.
Thinking that everyone would go, oh my God, that's so hot. Yeah. They're not even going to bother to get upset with her because she's masturbating
she's
to
hot
it.
She's
so
hot, too.
So cool.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, of course, she nailed Von Miller.
She's not that. I think he could do better.
Really?
I do.
Huh.
Did you think she was really super duper hot?
She was pretty, yeah. Isn't she like a model of some sort?
I didn't think so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Hey, you're changing your tune, huh?
No, I must have been looking at the wrong girl. I don't know. She's not a 10.
Her name's Elizabeth Ruiz, right?
We're talking about a Super Bowl MVP, right?
Yeah.
Not that he has to be with the hottest chick.
She's got a killer body.
Why is he mad that she masturbates to his...
That was her excuse.
Well, that was what she said. That was why she said she taped it, you know, because supposedly she was extorting him. Then she said, oh, no, I'm not extorting him. I just wanted to masturbate to it because I thought it was so hot. Now, today she's saying that he pressured her into making the sex tape. She said she began having sex with Von Miller when he suggested, we should probably record this.
Yeah.
And when I finally gave in, I was like, okay, fine, we'll record it, she said. So I pulled up my phone, we started recording. The whole time, everything was consensual. After the trip, Von did call me, we talked. He's like, do you still have that tape? I was like, yes, I do. He said, okay, cool, send it to me. It's like, no, I don't want it to get out. So that's why she says she has it. He never asked me to delete it. I never ever went up to Vaughn asking for $2.5 million or $1. My attorney told him the situation was, and they threw out the first offer, and my attorney counteroffered with the $2.5
million. $2.5 million?
They offered like...
Knock it off.
They offered like $5,000 or something, and they said, well, our side's $2.5 million. So they did throw that number out there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... I don't know if I believe that. The way she's describing that story, that seems a little disingenuous.
No, I think she was trying to extort him.
It sure sounds like it.
She tried to sell it to TMZ?
I think she was trying to sell it to anybody. Now, why...
Yeah, I think she just threw it out there.
Are you surprised that she had it? So they come back to him for $2.5 million. Would he really even care? I mean, would that really hurt Von Miller if a sex tape got out? Single, right?
There's a little bit of pressure if you're Von Miller, I think. I mean, people would certainly expect you to be a pretty good performer. Probably be part of the hung jury.
I didn't even think of that aspect of it. So you're saying Von Miller's a pin.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that expectation would be that he's anything but.
Yeah.
Because he's Von Miller. Exactly. Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. So.
He's a big hulky football player.
I assume that's the case. So why would he care? Put it out.
I don't think it matters a damn bit. I mean, the guy has a lot on the ball. He seems like a pretty good guy, too. I'm sure he has no problem meeting women.
You ever seen interviews with him? He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's a really
bright guy.
Cat. Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he would be with such a shallow chick if that's...
Well, she is a rap video chick. She's been in a bunch of rap videos.
Oh.
I think she's pretty. I don't know.
They met in Cancun, so he was probably like...
Oh,
wasted.
Hammered. Yeah. Yeah, they're both hammered.
Vacationing.
Yeah, she's pretty cute. I judged. I don't think I was looking at the right girl. Oh, wait a second.
Ooh.
She looks a little heavy there.
Really?
Not that
I mean,
bothers
she's
me.
She's got curves. She's got big curves.
Oh, yeah.
She does have big, that's what I mean. She has big.
She's like curves. A poor man's Nicki Minaj, but not as extreme as Minaj, right?
That's probably a good way of putting
it. She's got hips and a butt.
Yeah.
A butt.
You got a beautiful face.
And a butthole. Yeah.
Yes, she.
Well, I hope she does.
Most people do have a butthole.
Really?
Oh, she had an angry face there. I just saw the face when she's pissed,
Ooh. Which
can really change how you feel about a chick. That's the face. What was the face I said should be on every girl's driver's license?
Crying.
Cry face.
I want that cry face on every driver's license. Should be a national. There should be a law. And wouldn't that help? Don't you wish you could see a dude making an angry face on his driver's license? You could judge him at his angriest moment.
Sure, because that's the face that the cops see when they ask you for your driver's
license. That's the face that you might see, too,
the crying
when he's irrationally mad at you.
That's the face the San Bernardino shooter was making when she came over.
No. Right?
Her angry face?
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh, boy.
She's gross.
She got a big ass.
Really?
I'm not, hang on. I'm telling you, that big ass thing, that giant ass thing.
Like she's got it wrapped up in one of those
sarong
neoprene suits, though.
Oh, well, let me see.
So it looks like a beach ball, like two beach balls.
Something's going on where Drew thinks everyone's huge today.
No. No, I don't mind a few extra pounds. I prefer a few extra pounds to a few less pounds.
Is that our Spider-Man? Yeah,
skinny to me is criminal.
She looks good there.
That's not a big ass.
He's ample.
It's a nice ass, right?
Trudy, you're with me.
He's
with me.
It's pretty round. I mean,
there's a lot in there.
Like Kardashian, it's no bigger than Kardashians.
No.
And you appreciate that, right?
Kim, I kind of do. She looks better from the front, but wow, those are wide hips. Whoa.
I'll take her. Man. Dibs. Dibs.
It's all yours. Hey, it's all yours.
Thank you. Gladly. And apparently a Papini sister, too.
Yeah, go ahead, have that, too.
Have that, too.
We were talking before the show, Mark and I, about The Walking Dead. And I know you don't have any interest
hilarious.
In it. But how
I do have some interest in it, because everyone around me watches it.
How many large people are in that show, which is unbelievable to the viewer, because they've been starving forever. None of them have any food, and they have to get by on just brute force constantly.
Just be an episode where they're just pigging out, because obviously some of them just pig out.
I mean, so how do some of those people end up being fat?
They steal food from other people, like Mags. I don't know.
There's no way. There's just absolutely no way. So
easy on Mag.
I'm not sure if... I'm not sure if I can watch that show much longer.
Well, you know,
I can't suspend belief.
Drew, you know what bothers me most about that show, right?
With the, about The Walking Dead?
Yeah. Marginally interested.
Wait,
he's
no.
He's busy tapping away.
What are...
That the people won't get cleaned up or go take a shower or jump in the river.
Oh, yeah. No, I hate that, too. I always hated that part.
Dirt and
that everyone is always grimy on that show, and I feel gross watching it.
Every time I see Daryl, it's like, go take a shower or jump
in
a river.
Mystique, that's what people love about him is because he looks so,
Push the hair out of your eyes, you dope. Can you know you want to see a little bit?
He's a former Calvin Klein model.
I know. Is he really that hot? Because other people say he is, and it's, I don't know.
I actually think he's got that real, like...
Rugged?
Backwoods hotness.
Okay, that's a thing.
And
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know. That's a thing.
Backwoods hotness.
Redneck hotness.
I mean, that exists from the male perspective. Yeah, right.
It's a hillbilly hot look. You know, like Jethro is sort of hot in a way.
Jethro Bodine.
Wait,
you know what Jethro Bodine?
Jethro Bodine was hot.
Was sort of. You know, if he would have kept his mouth. If he would have kept his mouth shut.
A strong
like
man.
All men.
Yes.
He was a powerful man.
But the person in the last episode of The Walking Dead on Sunday was grossly obese.
Yeah,
and everybody
Tara.
Kept pointing it out, and then half the people on the comment section were like, she was pregnant?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Well, she was really thin the last time she was on the show, because the way this year's going, they're like doing these one-off stories because everybody's spread out. And that's all anybody thought was, oh my God, look how big her boobs are.
Boobs were
nobody
enormous.
Could figure out why her boobs are so big.
Yeah, and she did a lot of running, so they were bouncing around all over the place. Anyway, sorry, Drew.
So, of course, everybody had to Google her and read about her and find out that she's also a Scientologist.
Oh, God, yeah.
She's also Danny Masterson's sister.
And he's a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Was she, like, really gigundo boobs even for being pregnant?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that
who
Jay's calling up right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Here, you know
Jay's in his own world over there.
I'm also trying to find anything on Elizabeth here that's...
Oh.
Really? You don't like her
Von
at
Miller's
all?
Woman? She's cute. No, she's got a really pretty face. I like her.
Well, she's mine, so back off.
She's just a little wide, a little bit of a wide load.
Wide? Come on. Don't say wide load.
Oh, Mark.
Makes her
Mark.
Sound
Mark.
Makes her sound.
Wait a second. Mark.
Oh.
Mark.
Whoa.
Look at this
Maybe
picture.
Is this a retaining day?
Tell me she doesn't have a big ass.
Look. Ooh.
That's a bad angle.
Oh, it is not. Mark, you cannot make a
good enough for Von Miller.
You cannot make a nice, healthy female ass look like that at any angle.
You guys are insane.
That's a big ass.
Trudy. Like three asses there on just one butt cheek.
Because she's got the
cranked
up in her
butt. Even with girl code in effect, you have to acknowledge that's a big ass.
Yeah, that is huge. It starts in the middle of her back.
A little help? Is that chick hot?
Her butt starts in the middle of her back.
I think it's hot.
Thank you.
Really?
You don't think her ass is big?
It's big,
but it's not fat. Super, it's not like
it's
gross.
Not super huge to the point where it's like cottage cheesy or anything.
Yeah.
It's
headed there. It's on its way.
When it gets there.
She's
only like 24.
I describe it as ample.
It's Kirby Puckett-esque.
What? No, don't inject Kirby Puckett's bubble butt into this.
It's a big ass. Oops.
Butt implant?
Could be, possibly. I was debating that myself.
Well,
she got those are the worst.
Whoa, she got a big ass.
Oh, come on.
Whoa, she got a big ass.
Well, all of the pictures that she takes are of her ass, so obviously she's...
It's her best asset, right?
She seems to be trying to sell her big ass.
What does Jay think? Jay, you on comment?
Jay hates any ass that's even slightly big.
That's a huge ass. I'm sorry. It's a really big
Jay
ass.
Thinks Miley Cyrus's ass is too fat.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
No, no, no.